Countless Americans are sending care packages of lovingly wrapped Skittles, Pop-Tarts, Slim Jims, and home-baked cookies across the globe to give U.S. troops in Iraq a high-calorie taste of home. It's laudable, it's patriotic, and it certainly is appreciated. And for many of the troops, it's well-deserved. But it's not, strictly speaking, necessary. NPR's John Hedren reports the troops are not exactly starving.
In isolated outposts across the Iraqi desert, there are sunburnt soldiers chomping dinner out of plastic MRE bags in the evening swelter. This is not their story. This is a story about FOBITs, military parlance for the base-bound soldiers, sailors, airmen, and marines who live on FOBs, or forward operating bases. FOBITs dine on surf and turf in the air-conditioned splendor of the DFAC, or dining facility.
Prime rib, the T-bone steak, the crab legs, lobster tails.
Sergeant First Class Clinton Francis is the top non-commissioned officer at DFAC No. 1 in Ballard, one of four.
We're trying to make the soldiers feel like they're as close to home as possible, even though they're in a combat environment.
Tonight's menu is typical.
Tonight we have ham hocks, grilled pork chops, chicken cordon bleu, roast beef, rice pilaf, garlic roasted potatoes, seasoned green beans, seasoned corn, onion gravy, garlic bread, hot rolls, and cream of broccoli soup.
Still hungry? Try the short order line.
Pork and beans, ravioli, burritos, baked chicken wings, cheese sticks, chicken tenders, french fries, onion rings.
So much food, so much time. With his vast proliferation of comfort comestibles, the temptation to treat each meal as a celebration is compelling. Just ask a FOBIT.
My name is Sergeant Godiva Rogers, and I order parts for the Humvees. I sit behind a desk and in front of the computer basically almost all day.
Three times a day, Rogers and FOBITs like her face an array of tempting choices.
Pizza, chicken wings, chicken nuggets. They also have corn dogs, hot dogs, french fries, onion rings, Hot Pockets on there also.
Go ahead, try a little of each.
I want to try which ones are good, and if I don't like it, then I can just have another one right in front of me. Plus, for me, I was raised without leaving food on your plate.
It's a slippery slope.
Before I got here, when we were doing the trainings in Kuwait, I've lost a lot of weight to where I can pull off my pants without unbuttoning them. And now they fit right. And when my small pants, it seems like it's about to bust open.
And you blame the food, don't you?
Mostly food.
Then, of course, there's dessert, the diet killer.
We have everything from cheesecake to chocolate cake, devil's food cake, yellow cake. We also have sweet potato pie, pumpkin pie. We have ice cream. Everything a growing soldier needs.
Before I even get my main meal, it's like, let's see what's a good dessert for today. And so my coworkers would have dessert at the DFAC and then still take dessert to go plate. And, well, sometimes I'm guilty at it too, because I would have ice cream for dinner and then I would go to the movies and then I would have another scoop of ice cream at the theater.
Every FOBIT has a strategy. Lieutenant Colonel Brian McNerney's is to pace himself.
I try to snack throughout the day so that I don't get to that point where I'm so hungry I gotta run down to the Burger King.
That's right. Some bases have a Burger King, Pizza Hut, and a Subway, and they're open 24/7. It's a conspiracy of plenty, and the food service workers are in on it.
They're very willing to give you extra helpings. I mean, if you so much as nod your head, another pork chop or another rib or another whatever slaps onto the plate.
For some soldiers, it's all too much. Major Polly Graham is a nutrition manager for the base.
One of the DFACs does have a healthy eating room, so the people that frequent that particular room are not really tempted by all of the higher fat, more unhealthy choices.
All this means the U.S. military has created a series of bistros across Iraq where troops can find as much comfort as comfort food. John Hendren, NPR News, at DFAC No. 1 in Ballard.